Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good Thursday morning.
What's for dinner?
Dinner?
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Oh, dear.
Why would you ask me that now?
Now it's your turn
to cook.
Because it's National Men Cook Dinner Day.
That's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
I'm not making this stuff up.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Let's Google it.
I just Googled it.
It's a real thing.
Get in the kitchen now.
You get yourself in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen and make my dinner.
All right, let's get cooking.
Start the show.
Yeah, it's not a real day.
It's a real day.
No, it's not.
Yes.
National
Men Cook Dinner.
Stop it.
Come on. Bring out your specialty.
You know
cereal.
What?
They're there.
I'm like Morty. I got maybe one or two dishes.
And Jody, we're having oatmeal.
To
honey.
Be quite honest, she's over all of them. She's sick of them.
I'm okay.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is Thursday morning, along with our producer, Morty. It's 6:04, and Carla, we're next in line.
We are next in line. It is Thursday, and I'd want to wrap this up quick because I want to go get to my other job, Mike, if you want to call me on that line. That's fine. We can talk.
What has happened to you?
Now I don't know.
I know you're doing double duty. You do the morning show, and then, of course, through tomorrow night, you've been opening for George Wallace.
Yes, over at the Westgate. And it's going well. And honestly, I got to be honest, I sound worse than I feel today. It's that day. It's all, you know, in the throat. And I wasn't taking it. Then I started taking my vitamin C again last week, and that's why I think I got the cold.
Maybe.
The vitamin C gave me the cold. Sorry. That's what I'm thinking.
By the way, George Wallace stopped by yesterday. We're going to share some of that conversation with him a little bit later on this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be another nice day. High in the upper 70s, 52 outside right now, and Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Whitney Houston's longtime friend, air quotes, has a new memoir.
Oh.
She's spilling it.
All right. We'll find out more about that, some other stories after Grease and Frankie Valli.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
James Holzhauer won his first game in the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. So who thought, you know, he wouldn't? So he's off to the semifinals. Now, this is so cool. This past summer's teen tournament winner, the name was Avi Gupta, donating $10,000 to cancer research in honor of Alex Trebek.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I think a lot of people are going to end up doing that in these tournaments. If you're of a certain age, then you remember that first time. You guys remember it when you saw Michael Jackson moonwalk.
Yeah.
You remember that? It was on the Motown 25th anniversary special. And we saw those glittery socks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are hitting the auction block.
Oh,
and
boy.
Those could get up to $2 million.
Stop it.
I am not kidding. People, these collectors who have money, they will pay a fortune. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. They're from the collection of one of his former managers who he gave them to. There was a signed letter as well that he thanked him for something, and he gave him those.
Here are my socks.
Oh, my! Yes, exactly. You might want to launder those. I didn't wash them.
Dry cleaners.
Yeah. And Whitney Houston, boy, her longtime friend, and we all know now that they were lovers. They had a relationship. Robin Crawford is her name. She has a new memoir out, and she reveals, yes, they were lovers, especially in the first few years of their relationship. As Whitney got, you know, bigger and more popular and more well-known, Whitney ended it and said it would just make their lives way more difficult, but they remained pretty close until her death, but so many people were against it and just keeping them apart. And,
Well, that's too bad.
It is too bad, and part of the Bobby Brown marriage was to quiet that, and it's sad, you know, when you look back at her life. It's just sad she couldn't be herself and, man.
Okay.
But I love her, still love her, and I still miss her.
One of the best renditions of the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, please.
Ever to this day.
It is. I think they should just play that at all games.
Yeah. That one
just
or
play that.
Or Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah,
who I thought did a great job.
That
I forget where it was, but
That was just in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab your share of Wham! Walking around money. Hundreds of dollars being given to locals right here in Las Vegas. and throughout the valley. Your first chance to win 8 o'clock. We'll have a Wham! Code word for you. You win the Hyundai, and you're qualified automatically for the $5,000 from Dollar Loan Center, the grand prize in the Wham! Contest. So make sure you're listening. 8 o'clock, your first chance to win. You want more details about Wham! Go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. If you're a fan of Starbucks, well, the holiday cups are here.
Well, they were here.
Yeah, and now they're gone.
Yep.
Marty made our run, our morning show run, over to Starbucks down the street. And you said it was a madhouse?
Yeah. Like, I got there right when it ended.
Yeah. That's their reusable cups. They have a few different versions of them.
Yeah.
And they do them for different times of the year. And, of course, the holiday, that's a huge time.
Now, they say there's four designs for this year that seem pretty Christmassy. Normally, in the past, they've offended somebody somehow.
Oh, jeez. That's with their regular cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not the Christmas cups?
No, it was their, the regular ones. Oh, I like that one, though, Morty. I like that one that you have. That's cool.
So Morty went down there, and the woman said, they're all gone. Just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you're collecting them.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I know. You're not going to be able to go to that. I'm not going to tell you which one. You might.
Yeah.
Morty's going to want to go back. I already know this. And get it, because he just saw that they're selling them for like $80.
Those are the ones that sold out.
$80 ones. There you go.
Yeah.
She said, you go.
The lady said that people were lined up at like 4:30 this morning. Jeez.
They're cute. They really are cute. Now you can get a, I'm seeing one on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $99.
Already.
$99.
Now, how much do they cost? Wow. How much do they cost originally?
$17.95.
Yeah. Wow.
And people are selling them for $85, $90 on eBay.
Oh my gosh! Now I like the new ones that you're buying your drinks in.
Yeah, the ones that they.
Like those a lot. I'm trying to see, Mike. Did you get one? Oh no, you got the plastic.
The holiday thing on it too, though.
Let me see something. Okay, I like yours
a
lot.
You got like candy canes and stuff.
We need to take pictures of these cups. I like it.
Wow. Well, if you have a cup, here's one of the perks. Besides just having it, they say if you're going to fly Alaska Airlines. And you have a Christmas Starbucks cup, you get priority boarding.
Okay, well that's
cool. Boy, is that snooty.
Well, they're gonna offend somebody because I see one of them says "Merry Coffee."
Oh no!
So
Oh no!
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It's starting.
What do you collect? Because yesterday Morty went down to the Smiths.
Right.
To see the madhouse, which wasn't to collect those patches from the BGK.
Right.
But people collect those. Mm-hmm. They collect the Starbucks cups. What do you collect?
Aside from dust on a lot of things, pigs.
Pigs.
I think I mentioned that once before.
Little pigs.
I have little...
Ceramic pigs.
Like little... Yeah, and I have the silver ones, but they're small little whatever, I guess. Yeah, figurines.
What about you?
So
if you're
old.
Up early this morning, what is it you collect? Or maybe somebody in your family.
Yeah.
Maybe you know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Askin... What was it? Mrs. Askins across the street collected salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. Had a whole wall.
Aw.
I mean a living room size wall of salt and pepper shakers from all over the place.
That's cool.
What do you collect?
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Starbucks Christmas cups are out, and people are mad dash to the local Starbucks to collect them.
Yeah, now keep in mind, these aren't the ones that they serve them in. It's the ones that you can buy.
For like
$17, $18. Yeah.
Already on eBay for like $85, $90, people reselling them, and already people complaining about them.
Yes, I know. They are. Yeah, somebody wrote, multi-billion dollar corporation, Merry Coffee is what they come up with. Wow. People, get over it. We got one of our listeners, Matt, collects ball caps. Have about 40-plus hats hanging in my office. Started a few years ago with 3.
Yeah.
And people give them to you. The minute somebody thinks you collect something, too, they start giving them to you. Okay.
And that's what we wanted to know.
Yeah.
After yesterday going, Morty went down to the Smiths to see the madhouse that wasn't.
Right.
For the VGK patches.
Oh, yeah. Now everybody.
And people collect those.
Yep, that's
right. They collect
right.
the Starbucks cups. What do you collect?
We've got Karen and Remy. They collect koozies. They say they never leave home without them. I've got a few people who collect shot glasses from different places that they go, that they visit. They buy a shot glass, and also from different events, things like that. Somebody else, I collect hard rock memorabilia from every hard rock I've visited all over the world.
I used to do that, too.
That's a huge deal still, trading pins and stuff.
Right.
Huge deal, that is.
All right.
Goofies from Disneyland.
Pat's on the phone. Pat, what about you? What do you collect?
I collect bibbed aprons.
Bibbed aprons? Those are hard to find anymore.
I know. You can't even find them when you go to, like, certain cities. You can't find anything with the city on it like that.
Yeah.
That's why she collects them.
Right. Because you're right. And I have a few people who have written in saying they collect certain things, like, from different cities.
Uh-huh.
That's...
I actually wrote a letter to... Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Right.
Because sometimes they have cooking stuff on there.
Right.
And I asked for one of their bibbed aprons.
Oh, boy.
Of course, I've never gotten one.
Oh, come on. You think they might want to get that out there.
Yeah.
A little advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I've got one from the dam,
uh-huh.
Hoover Dam. I've got one from Billy Bob's. I've got them from every place. San Francisco.
Right on.
I got three from London from my friend who brought them back.
Awesome.
Pat, you have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys. I love you guys.
Russ is on the phone.
Hey, Russ, what do you collect?
Well, I by the way, I like those cups. I like mine better.
Yeah, okay, fine.
But what do you collect, Russ?
I collect a few things, but one thing that Rena, my wife, and I collect together is tickets from concerts and shows we've been from, or been to, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's funny, I just opened a box of mine that I had put away somewhere, and it's just full of concert tickets.
But now that they've gone paper and stuff
it sucks. I know. Paperless tickets, it's so weird now. I know, you can't, or if you print it out yourself, it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I know.
Russ, have a great day.
Thanks, Russ.
People still texting in what they're collecting, aside from the Starbucks Christmas cups that are already getting heat.
Yeah.
The patches from VGK.
Yes. Carrie wrote in and she said, and I think this might sum it up for a lot of people. She said, clutter drives me bonkers. So I collect memories.
Aww.
And I said, very smart. She said, yeah, and you don't have to dust those either. So, right?
We had a friend that collected spoons. Like from wherever they went.
Yeah.
They collected spoons.
Right.
And they had big racks. On their walls.
Yeah, they hang. And you can put a lot of them in those racks, which is nice. I went to, and I think it was, don't laugh, with Kathleen Madigan years ago, and we, we went to the Betsy Ross Museum, and of course they sell thimbles, which I thought, come on. And Kathleen was always saying, well, you could, you know, why don't you get one? You can start your collection.
Like,
I'm not going to collect thimbles.
Well, how did you start collecting
thimbles? But a lot of people, I liked them, and somebody got me one.
And so now I have
quite a few of them. So, you collect pigs, and people get them for you. But I do love them. Yeah,
nice to know. You know what?
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Pigs. I love them.
Good to know. Grab your share of Wham. We're talking about $100 for local winners only, starting less than an hour from now. You win your Wham, and you qualify automatically for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Sunshine, plenty of sunshine today, and right through the weekend, going to be nice. High in the upper 70s, low 80s, 53 outside right now. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Just a few things we think you should know coming up.
You love her, but you're costing Netflix $135 million.
Ouch.
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that and a few other things we think you should know after REO Speedwagon.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich craze has gone absolutely nuts. A Los Angeles woman destroyed her Mercedes trying to get a sandwich. She tried to cut in line at a drive-thru, wrecked her car.
Wow.
Now, I mention that because Popeyes, they're apologizing, but they're saying, we're not doing this. You guys are doing this. I know they created a frenzy.
Yeah.
But just, you know what? If you can't get one, guys, just wait. Just wait it out.
You can get one today, right?
Just wait it out. Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So just wait it out, okay? Netflix reportedly losing, now listen to this, about $135 million a month due to password sharing, which is about $1.6 billion annually. Now, that's just assuming that everyone who's borrowing a password would sign up if they couldn't share. But even if you cut that in half, maybe half those people, a third of those people would sign up. That is a lot of money. And they're going to change some things, but they have always had that thought that, well, it's not so much the money, which is great. It's the eyes. It's those eyeballs that are on your program.
Do you share any of your passwords?
I don't. Do I share? I share my HBO. I share my HBO password with one person, which you can do.
You're allowed that?
Yeah, you can do that. You know, I mean, if you generally they give you like two, I think it is. I think even on Netflix, you get two. You get you and somebody else.
Right.
You know?
You can pay more for.
And you can do four. Yeah, you can do four, right? For $16 bucks a month, I think it is. Yeah. I mean, you can share. Because, I mean, like with my Netflix, I can share, but I don't share my Netflix with anyone. Nobody I know needs it. They all pay.
I think if anything ever happened to Jody, I would just be watching four stations. That's it. I have no clue.
It's all Andy Griffith all the time.
And it's in black and white.
It's the best. And the fattest states in the U.S. Fattest states in the U.S. Oh, we're not. We were like mid-range.
Okay.
We're okay.
All right.
Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Wow.
So there you go.
Are we surprised?
Well,
I don't know why we would be.
I don't know. But you know what? If the South is planning on rising again, maybe cut back, people. Make you put that down.
It's going to take a little longer than expected.
God, welcome to the deep fried South.
Well, I mean, we are standing in line and waiting in line for chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
So it's going to take some time
if
they're going to rise. Yeah.
Rising.
Yeah.
I can't get up right now. We're not rising today.
You don't just buy one. You buy four because you waited in line so much. And then you eat all four.
Yeah.
They're hot. They're hot. I got to eat them now.
So I'll need four more. Boy, that's just a sample of what you're going to see and hear tonight as Carla Rae is opening for legendary comedian George Wallace over at the Westgate through tomorrow night in the Cabaret Showroom. George stopped by yesterday. We're going to share some of that visit next hour. But if you want more information about the show and how to buy tickets, everything else, go see our very own Carla Rae tonight or tomorrow night over at the Westgate. Just go to the events page on our website, 96.3kklz.com. More sad news out of the, chicken sandwich frenzy. You had mentioned that woman who wrecked her car, a Mercedes, trying to cut in line through the drive-thru and grab one of those Popeye chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
How do you even explain that to your insurance company, to your husband, your wife, whatever the case may be?
Honey, I was just trying to get a sandwich, and I hit a couple of pillars that were right there when I was trying to cut in to the line.
To get you.
I wasn't gonna wait.
To
get
you.
Yeah.
A chicken sandwich at Popeye's.
Man.
As you look back now, and hopefully we can just laugh about those stupid accidents that you have.
Yeah.
Where you messed up a car or got a dent here or there.
Oh, yeah.
You have one of those stories?
I do have one. And it was when I first started driving. It was in Reno, and the railroad tracks used to go right through town. But there were no things that came down. So we all knew, though.
Right.
And sure enough, stupid 16-year-old, there I was, stopped at the light, and I was on the railroad track. Here comes a train. And I panicked. And there was room in front of me, so I gunned it, and I hit the guy in front of me. I slammed into his truck. And, of course, I had, like, four girls piled in the car going to lunch. And
right.
Well, we were late.
Well, it's either that or get hit by a train.
Exactly. Well, I could have gotten out, I suppose, but, that would have made sense. But, yeah, but it was my Mustang, and I couldn't do that, so... Yeah.
Anybody else? Again, we can laugh about it now.
Yes.
But as you look
so
back, you have one of those accidents.
God, Mike.
702-739-9636. I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, no.
And this was the first time. And I ended up in a big hedge.
Oh, jeez.
A hedge of bushes. I jumped the curb, and luckily it was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was coming home after doing an all-night shift down in Phoenix. And the first thing you do, of course, when you do something like that, you look around.
Yes.
To make sure nobody saw you.
Yeah. Right. You don't want to be embarrassed as you're dying.
So I just backed out of the bushes.
Okay.
Luckily, everything was fine.
Okay.
And I got home. I was shaking like crazy, but now that I look back,
thank God
nobody got hurt.
Oh, Morty, hang on to yours because that's. Wow.
Yeah, that's a book.
Yeah, that is. It always is.
And it might even turn out to be a movie.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So a woman trying to get a chicken sandwich at Popeye's, going through the drive-thru, tried to cut in line and damaged her Mercedes.
Yes, yeah. Just scraped the whole left side of it.
So we're trying to find those stories where now you can look back and laugh, but we all had those stupid accidents that when you think about it, you go, dumb, dumb, dumb.
Yes, I have one good one here from Daniel. I was 19 years old. My girlfriend at that time was feeding me an Arby's sandwich while I was driving. She suddenly yelled my name. I looked and I slammed on the brakes, but I just barely hit a black Mercedes with two elderly women in it. There was no real damage, so they did let me off with a very stern warning, but you're 19, and, you know, it's a little bit scary, but
was the warning from the cops or the two old women?
From the cops.
Oh, okay, because, you know, they'd shake their finger.
Yes, I know. Mm.
Morty had a story that, again, don't read the book or wait for the movie. Listen to this.
I was driving home. I was still in high school. I just got my license, and we had a Dodge Caravan, which I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Two doors covered. Anyway, I was driving home late one night, and I fell asleep driving up, taking my friend home, and I plowed into his neighbor's boat.
Oh, geez.
That was on the side of the road on a trailer.
Oh.
Plowed into it. Completely rude. The boat got dislodged off of the trailer.
Oh, geez.
It was a big, huge hole in it. They couldn't repair it. It was done.
Mm. Right.
And damaged the Dodge Caravan.
Felt stupid about the whole thing. Until
the insurance people came out and told the guy, you parked your boat facing the wrong way on the wrong side of the street, so your insurance is paying for everything. Oh,
Mike. I didn't know.
Winner.
And now they're married.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there was a way to park a boat. I guess you have to park that like a car.
Just like a car.
I guess so, by golly.
Carrie, what about you?
Okay, so my boyfriend of 3 months came to visit me. I was in Color Guard. I was in marching band. And he came to visit me at band camp. And I was pulling in because we had like a field trip that day to go watch another group.
Yep.
I had a bunch of girls in the car, you know, thinking I'm hot stuff. And I hit his car. He didn't know he was up towards the front of the school. I hit his car, hit his bumper. And all the girls immediately like screamed and they got out. And I was bawling hysterically. So I'm walking up towards the school and he's walking towards me and he's like, oh, babe, because he heard the crunch. And he's like, who did you hit? And I'm like, you. And so the first thing I said was, please don't break up with me. And the sweetheart of a guy, he was like, are you going to pay to fix it? And I said, yeah. And he's like, I'm not going to break up with you. And now we're married. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go.
It worked out.
Or maybe you planned it that way.
Who's paying now?
I know, I was a little
worried.
Who's
paying now?
Yeah, at that point, when he said, are you going to pay to fix it? Uh-oh, they broke up. No, they got married.
Right.
Very forgiving guy.
And I think he got his money's worth.
Yeah, no kidding.
Craig, what about you? What's your story?
Well, my fiance was driving my car and actually saw a guy on the side of the road holding a taco sign. And she loves tacos.
Oh,
and she ended up rear-ending the car in front of her, looking at the sign instead of looking where she was going.
Oh, boy.
She wanted to know where the tacos were.
I'm sure. And hopefully everybody's okay.
Oh,
these are those stupid accidents.
Yes.
Again, you look back now and you can laugh.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody's okay.
Exactly. But we've all had one of those, you know?
We've been talking about these stupid accidents. When you look back now, thank God nobody was hurt.
Right.
But you can laugh.
Right.
Because they were that stupid. One more.
The end all right here. This was about 20 years ago. I was in high school in Ohio. I gave a girl a ride home from soccer practice. You know, people usually would give you, you know, a couple bucks or something for gas money. And she said, well, I don't have any money. But she offered to, you know, lift her shirt.
What?
This is a guy, yeah. So she lifted up her shirt. And, of course, I looked over there. drove right into a pond.
There are so many nobody other questions I have.
I know. Nobody was hurt. Car was towed.
Uh-huh.
And the towing company said, yeah, people drive around this curve all the time into that pond. So they were used to pulling cars out of the pond. We actually ended up dating for about 3 years after that.
Uh-huh.
So was not lost. Was not fun explaining that to my father.
I can imagine.
By the way.
And they've since moved the pond.
Yeah.
Because it was just one problem after another.
You guys.
Well, it's...
Okay. That's better than $2.
Okay. Hey, grab your share of the wham. That's coming up after Whitesnake.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, let's do it. Let's put $100 in somebody's pocket. The wham code word this hour, hockey.
Hockey, H-O-C-K-E-Y, hockey.
We should all know how to spell that one by now. Text hockey to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 963kklz.com. Hockey is the word. You want to spell it correctly and make sure you enter before 8:15 for your chance to win that $100 and then qualify for $5,000, the big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, the wham code word, hockey. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
The word is hockey. Hockey is the word, so if you can spell hockey, H-O-C-K-E-Y, text it to 59457. And then, of course, wait for that phone to ring.
Yes, and you better be able to spell hockey.
Yes, hockey is the wham code word. Put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for that $100 or $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. You can also enter it on the web, on our website, 963kklz.com, or even through the free KKLZ app. So good luck. Going to be a nice day today and right through the weekend.
It's beautiful out.
High in the upper 70s, low 80s. It's about 58.
Oh, I can pull my bikini back out now.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Okay,
I'll give you a
laughing.
Ride home. I'll give you a ride home.
There you go.
What does it say? Gas?
Something
like that.
Instead of a couple of bucks. Yeah.
Entertainment news. Carla's take after AC/DC.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Felicity Huffman, she is enjoying her community service at an LA teen center. And she's done some work with them before, but they said she's really enjoying it. And you know what? She's always been rather philanthropic, especially with her daughter, I guess. So she's loving this, though.
And she's out of jail and everything's almost behind her.
Yes, exactly. She's got quite a few hours of community service to do, but, you know, it could be worse.
What else does she have to do?
It could be much worse.
Okay.
And, boy, by the way, if you had tickets last night for Lady Gaga, you know by now you didn't see her. Just a few hours before she was supposed to take the stage, she posted on social media that she had to cancel her performance at the Park Theater. She had a sinus infection and bronchitis. And she's very passionate. And she said, I'm so, so devastated. I can't perform tonight, but I will absolutely make it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a picture of her. It looked like she was getting like an IV treatment, actually. So she said, I never want to let you down. I'm just too sick and too weak. She's had a weird go lately. You know, she fell off the stage a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So she's had kind of a rough go.
Ever since she started dating Cooper.
They're not dating. She actually talked about that recently. She's like, yeah, we're not dating. Okay.
It's over?
Everybody can stop. Yeah, it's over. I don't think it ever began, Mike, but it's over.
Okay, well.
And dead celebrity. Been dead for more than 60 years. He's going to be in a movie coming up here, a Vietnam War movie. Through the magical digital technology we have now, James Dean will be in a Vietnam War movie called Fighting Jack. Yes.
Wow.
Seriously. He will appear via full body CGI and from some archival footage that they have. There are people, you know, my age who don't know who James Dean probably was.
You gotta Google James Dean.
Yes, he was the coolest. But yeah, he's been dead for more than 60 years.
Even before Fonzie was thinking about being cool.
Oh, yeah, James Dean was the coolest. He wrote Troubled. Very Troubled.
A lot of baggage.
But he was cool. Yeah, a lot of baggage. So James Dean.
Wow.
Starring in a new movie.
That is going to be interesting.
A lot of people out there going, she said James Dean?
James Dean.
Okay.
Just like the Eagles song.
All right. Yes, James exactly. Dean. James Dean.
By the way, it was Grass Ass or Gas.
Oh, there you go. Yes, that's
grass,
right.
Grass, gas or ass.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, grass, gas, or ass.
When picking up a, you know, you got to do something. I got to get something
you,
out of
Mike
this.
O'Brien. You should have heard us off the air. Wait a minute. No, there's grass in there. No. Yes, there's grass in there.
There's more. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, Boomer.
Yeah, grass, gas, or ass. Yes, I know.
We've been talking about this all week, how you are opening for George Wallace. Yes. He actually stopped by yesterday.
Yes,
we want to share some of the conversation with him because he is, to explain his relationship with Jerry Seinfeld, of all people, you talk about an odd couple or strange bedfellows.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play that for you, but we're going to post the entire visit on our website, 96.3kklz.com. But it's our visit with a bit of a visit with George Wallace that we'll do here in about 15, 20 minutes. We've been telling you all week long through tomorrow night, Carla's opening for the legendary comedian, George Wallace, who came by the station the other day. And I don't know how many people know this, but he has a great relationship with one of his oldest buddies of all time, Jerry Seinfeld.
I was talking to Seinfeld and Anderson Cooper. The discussion was, is it better to be rich or famous?
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, you know what? I think I got it better than both of you guys. I got enough money to do anything I want to do. I'm sitting here with you guys. I can go around the world. We do all of this stuff together. And I can do this. I can do that. And enough people know me to satisfy my little ego and wave at me.
There you go.
I'm in trouble. The difference between me and you two guys, I can go pee. They can't go pee.
Are you serious?
The camera, you know,
I believe that.
Because that's a big deal.
I believe that.
The camera's on them wherever move they make.
Yeah.
When they walk out of the house, there's a camera on them, and they don't even know it.
And tell everybody about your relationship with Jerry Seinfeld. You go way back.
That's my best friend ever.
Exactly.
We started together. Day one, 1976, Catch a Rising Star in New York City.
Oh,
little
geez.
Black kid on one end of the bar, little Jewish kid. His glasses was so thick. I'm not lying. You heard the Coca-Cola joke. That's how thick they were. And then we became friends, and, we loved each other. He invited me to his home for the first 76 Thanksgiving, and I said, no way in hell I'm not going to no Jewish person's house. I was ignorant, okay, because I thought it was going to be like gefilte fish. What do you call it? Jewish?
Yeah, gefilte fish.
The beet juice, whatever you call it.
Borscht.
I really didn't want to. I don't know. I'm not Jewish. I was stupid. And I got to the home, and guess what they had for dinner? Turkey, mashed potato, green beans. I couldn't have a better friend than he. I was his roommate, first of all, roommates for 13 years.
Wow.
And then I went on the road, and then I was best man in his wedding. And most people, everybody know I am the father of his kids.
Yeah.
We are really...
That's
how
close.
Yeah, so I am the judge. And we talk. He called me. I already talked to him twice this morning.
You say he and Jerry Seinfeld are like two girls.
They're like two girls. I'll talk to him, you know, in the dressing room, and he'll say, and it's just the thing, you know, I was talking to Jerry about Seth, blah, 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 blah. It's like, how many times do you talk to him a day? And they do. They talk, they text. Yeah, they're like two girls. They really are.
And he's actually the godfather to...
He's the godfather to Jerry's daughters.
Daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, both.
Yeah, I believe both of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What a funny man.
No kidding. Yeah, he, you know, there was a group of people, and they called themselves the funniest guys on earth, and that was when they were that young, and it was Jerry and it was George, a guy named Mark Schiff. And I believe Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
And they all still get together once a year. They all still get together, make sure. I mean, they all see each other still, but they get together generally on New Year's Day.
Well, he's doing movies, TV.
Oh, the guy is,
He's doing his stand-up.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you can see him tonight and tomorrow night with our very own Carla Rae opening over at the Westgate. Very funny man. The entire visit we'll post on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page a little bit later on this morning. You will enjoy it. All right, those tickets for Maroon 5. We'll tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes from now. So we're giving away tickets for Maroon 5.
Yes.
We've been doing this all week. And so we have another pair to give away this morning. And being Thursday, well, with a twist.
Yes.
because of your voice.
Yeah, I'm a little lower than usual. So.
We've done a little twist with this, but it's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
Tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful.
I know how I tend to get so insecure. It doesn't matter anymore.
Not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise that moves us along.
Well, my heart is full and my door always open. You can come anytime you want.
Yeah.
All right.
That changed it up a little bit.
Why do I sound like Miss Piggy? I don't know.
A little bit. It was good.
All you have to do is identify by title the name of that Maroon 5 song that we're singing. So after we get through news and weather, we'll start with caller number 9. If you have the correct answer at 702-739-9636, you're a winner. These tickets for the end of the year, Mandalay Bay Event Center, Maroon 5. If you can bear it, here it is, one more time.
Tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful.
I know how I tend to get so insecure. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise that moves us along.
Well, my heart is full and my door always open. You can come anytime you want.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Maroon 5 with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful.
I know how I tend to get so insecure. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise that moves us along.
Well, my heart is full and my door always open. Can come anytime you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. From those lyrics, Carla, we have Ashley on the phone. Ashley, can you identify that Maroon 5 song by title?
She Will Be Loved.
Yes.
That's it. Right.
Nicely
there.
Done. Yes. See? Despite what people think or texting in.
Yes, I know. Somebody told me that we need singing lessons.
Oh, no, you guys were perfect.
Ouch.
One of the few mornings you actually could go lower than I could.
I can't. I can't.
That's why we changed it up
today.
A little bit.
Yeah, because we're that versatile, Mike.
Thank
and some
you.
People don't understand the art of opera.
Well, it was absolutely perfect.
Thank you. Ashley, you got the tickets. You're going to see Maroon 5. End of the year, Mandalay Bay Event Center for everybody else. Second chance to win. You can do that right now at 96.3kklz.com on the contest page. Ashley, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the
Thank
way,
you.
Let's do it. VGK back out on the ice. Let's hear your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Mike and Carla congratulating another Wham winner. Scott Sutton listening to KKLZ in East Las Vegas. Got the call from Morty just a couple of minutes ago to tell him he won $100.
Oh, got me some free Wham, huh?
Yeah, he sure did.
All right. I've been doing that for weeks and I finally won.
There you go. And you can continue to win, my friend.
All right, but I'm in the drawing for $5,000.
Yes, you are. What are you going to do with the extra $100?
I don't know. Probably go take my wife out to dinner.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to score some Wham. Coming up after Queen.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let's put another $100 in somebody's pocket. With this hour's Wham code word, it is stick.
Stick. S-T-I-C-K. Stick.
That's easy enough. Now text STICK to 59457. 59457, or go ahead, enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, the word STICK. Spell it correctly. Make sure you get it out there before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, STICK. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here are some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. 25-year-old member of Parliament in New Zealand got heckled by an older member while she was speaking about climate change.
Oh, come on.
And fired off a quick, okay, boomer.
In the year 2050, I will be 56 years old. Yet, right now, the average age of this 52nd Parliament is 49 years old. Okay, boomer. Current political institution.
Right on. Right on. Good for you.
So there's an okay, boomer
good
shout
for
out.
You.
I don't feel bad.
That's funny.
Guy in England was busted earlier this year for hiring. He hired an impersonator to take his driving test for him after he had failed it 27 times.
How was he even allowed to take it again?
Well, he wasn't. He found somebody else.
Oh, man.
And he was just given a 14-month suspended sentence, 200 hours of community service. Of course, he'll have to walk there because he can't drive.
But they said, listen, just make another appointment next week and we'll try to get you in.
27 times. How many times did it take you?
It only took me
one
once.
And done?
Yeah, it was okay. One and done.
The first time?
Yeah, first time I passed my driver's test. He did tell me I talked too much. So, swear to God. And it was that one guy everybody tells you about. You know, it's like, oh, don't get so-and-so. But he always wears a cowboy hat. Sure enough, I get so-and-so with the cowboy hat. Oh, awful. But yeah, he said you did. And he didn't say much. And then we parked the car and he said, okay, I'm going to pass you. You talk way too much. You shouldn't be talking as much. Listen to this story. South Carolina, he went to McDonald's, he got a sweet tea, took a sip and thought, well, it tastes kind of funny. I asked for extra lemon. I wonder if that's it. He opened it up and wow, there were like 3 bags of marijuana in his tea.
Huh. I'll have another lemon.
Oh, happy meal right here. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he said it was kind of weird. So he told his father. And they called 911. The police took the marijuana and the drink into evidence, and they're investigating. They're trying to see what happened there.
I'm sure.
McDonald's.
Kid behind the counter.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that.
Exactly. And Mike in Belleville, Illinois, a man got stuck in a tree. He was running from a dog or a coyote. He doesn't know. He says it was a coyote. It was a dog. He jumped into the tree, got his knee stuck between two of the trunks, and he was screaming for help, and then a woman called 911. Firefighters showed up and they needed a tool spreader to get the trunks apart. His pants tore. His undies were
clearly he was stuck then.
He lost feeling in his leg because he was
hanging okay. upside down.
But he is okay. He's fine. He's going to be just fine.
Well,
probably.
You have to use the jaws of life.
I know, to get out
he
of
he was
a tree.
Running from his wife or
yeah,
girlfriend.
Probably. It was probably a rabbit or a cat.
Uh-oh.
It's Thursday, baby. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
As we always do, we like to end the show with a good news story. Mike misunderstood me earlier when I said a veteran.
Oh.
69-year-old. I know.
Veterinarian.
No, I know, because we had our headphones off.
Huh?
69-year-old Vietnam vet. This is in San Antonio. Albert, he's worked at a place called Renowned Auto Restoration for about 15 years. He's been trying to retire, but he wanted to try to pay off his mortgage first. Has about $5,000 that he still owes on his house. So, and he was hoping to retire and move on, but couldn't quite do it. Well, last month, his boss called him into his office and said, I need to talk to you. I thought, oh, boy, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He said, listen, you're a hard worker, my friend, and I want you to be able to retire and, you know, enjoy your life. So he gave him the paperwork showing how much was left on his mortgage and handed him $5,000 and said, listen, you retire whenever you want now. Wrote him a check.
Wow.
That was it. Yeah, exactly. Nobody said anything about it. except another employee there who was like, "You come on, man, this needs to be shared."
Yeah.
Called news, and they did a little story on it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, people say this when they do things like this or hear about it. It did need to be shared so people know there are good people out there who do good things.
You know what? You're right.
Sure. Yeah.
With everything going on like it is.
Oh, man.
That's why we do these stories, yes. And we tell people, if you know of a good, feel-good story,
yeah,
pass it along. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. That's a great story.
I know. It's really nice.
Oh,
very
he
simple.
Worked for a veterinarian.
Worked for, yeah.
No, I don't know.
For a veteran.
Okay, no. Boomer. Thank you.
What?
That is a great story.
It is.
All right. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Inspiria. For employee benefits, full-service HR support, visit Inspiria.com. Wrapping up the show, collecting. You know, the Starbucks Christmas cups came out today.
Yes.
And they are running out very quickly.
Well,
Morty went on our Starbucks run this morning.
Yeah.
And he said our location, they're out of them.
Yeah, they are out of them, but don't worry. He's got his posse on it. They're out there buying them up.
Buying them all up so they can sell them on eBay. These $17 cups are going now for $85.90.
Yes, yes.
And already they're getting criticized.
Uh-huh, I know for their new retail cups.
Yeah. Those silly accidents we all got into with our car. And those are those accidents where you can now look back and laugh. Nobody got hurt. They were stupid. But had a whole list full.
I know.
Glad we weren't the only ones. And congratulations. We got to say good job, Noria. Noria Gentile. She's listening out in Henderson. Got $100, wham.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What are you going to do with the extra money?
Awesome. Probably pay bills.
Whoa,
there you go.
Whoa, no. Do something nice for yourself.
I know.
That's what it's for.
Fun. Yeah.
Now she's qualified for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to grab some wham. That's happening in about 20 minutes with Wendy Rush. Top of the hour. She'll have a new wham code word for you, so make sure you're listening. All the details about wham on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. All right. You have a great day. We're gone. Be safe. Be careful. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.